The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Suzanne.
Suzanne, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Oh, Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Suzanne.
All right, Suzanne, we got $800 on the line for you right now. Raven's walking out of the studio. When that door closes, he can't hear us. It's soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I give you about 3 seconds. I'll bring them back in. I'll ask them the same 5 questions. It's very easy. Whoever gets the most right wins. But here's the thing. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number 1, Weird Al has released a presidential debate parody called We're All Doomed. What was the name of his medical song that parodied Madonna's Like a Virgin?
Like a Sturgeon.
Number 2, SNL is back. What 2 actors portrayed Donald Trump and Joe Biden this past weekend?
Alec Baldwin and Jim Carrey.
Number 3, yesterday was the 30th anniversary of Beverly Hills 90210. What city did the main characters Brandon and Brenda Walsh move from to the culture shock of Beverly Hills?
Los Angeles.
Number 4, Sofia Vergara is the world's highest paid actress. She also launched an affordable fashion line for what big box store?
Walmart.
Number 5, the Buffalo Bill house from Silence of the Lambs is for sale. Who plays Clarice?
I know this one. Jodie Foster.
You know what, Suzanne? That lucky guess might win you some cash. Let's see. Raven, come on in.
Yo.
All right. Suzanne got 4 out of 5.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Please, Raven, throw one for me. I need this.
Let's see how we do.
Number 1, Weird Al has released a presidential debate parody called We're All Doomed.
Okay.
What was the name of his medical song that parodied Madonna's Like a Virgin?
Like a Surgeon.
Yes. Number 2, SNL is back. What 2 actors portrayed Donald Trump and Joe Biden this past Saturday?
Alec Baldwin and Jim Carrey.
Yes. Number 3, FYI, I didn't love Jim Carrey's impression of Biden.
You know, here's the thing, man. When you're kind of like, he's kind of like gone Brando now. He kind of, you know, he's like a hermit. You're not out there dealing with the people. You don't know what the people find funny all the time.
It was like he took this character from The Mask and then just figured, I might as well use that for Biden.
It was
strange.
Right. Reinvent. Right.
Number 3, yesterday was the 30th anniversary of Beverly Hills 90210.
Okay.
What city did main characters Brandon and Brenda Walsh move from to the culture shock of Beverly Hills?
Well, I know they were from Minnesota, so I'm just going to guess. Wait a minute. I'm terrible at geography. I'm going to say.
I need an answer.
Minneapolis? That's not Minnesota, is it?
Minneapolis is right.
Yes! Woo!
Oh!
Woo! Woo!
Never in a million years did I think you were going
to say. Well, I don't remember them ever once saying Minneapolis, but yeah. I remember Minnesota, yeah.
Number 4, Sofia Vergara is the world's highest paid actress. She also launched an affordable fashion line for what big box store?
I'll guess Walmart.
Yes, Walmart is right. All right, and number 5, Buffalo Bill's house from Silence of the Lambs is for sale.
Yes.
Who played Clarice?
Jodie Foster, of course, the first time anyways. Then it was Julianne Moore.
I'm sorry, Suzanne. He beat you 5-4 this morning.
This is Suzanne, and I can't beat Raven.
I'm sorry. Close. Better luck next time.
I had that glimmer of hope for you. We'll send you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Ooh,
hold on.
I think she already spent that $800.
Oh, gosh. I Oh, for sure. All right. We're going to have another chance for you to win coming up tomorrow morning. Another $100 in the jackpot means it'll be worth $900. I'll give you the cheat sheet coming up today at noon and 5:30. It's the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.